This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A shooting at East High School in Denver injured at least two faculty members this morning. Both victims were sent to the hospital. One is in serious but stable condition, and the other is in critical condition. Police say the suspected shooter is a 17-year-old student who was required to have daily weapons pat-downs before entering the school. He is not yet in custody. Authorities are offering a reward for information on his whereabouts. Picket lines formed outside at least four Starbucks stores across Colorado today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports union workers are protesting months of bargaining delays.
This is the second time Starbucks baristas have walked off the job to push the company back to the negotiating table. Ashaya Seacrest is a barista in Denver who wants more shift hours.
It's honestly been so frustrating just because we got one bargaining session, which was a little bit before our last strike. And we haven't seen or heard from Starbucks corporate since then.
Starbucks blames the Workers United Union for wanting to use hybrid video meetings, which it says is illegal. Wednesday's strike in Colorado was part of a nationwide day of action involving more than 100 stores. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Republican Representative Ken Buck is signing on to a bipartisan bill to ban stock trading by Congress members and their spouses. In a statement, Buck says the American people have to be able to trust that lawmakers use information they get only to conduct official business. And this is CPR News. Coming up next, it's more All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us. In Denver, it is in the low 40s and partly cloudy.